Now the kettle has boiled, it's 2 on 8, and it's Space Disco 3, Waiting on My Angel.
This is Radio Free.
Oh,
waiting for the kettle to boil as well. Sorry to talk over there. This goes on for ages. It's a club mix. Welcome to Radio Clash. This is 218, and you're probably thinking, that isn't Space Disco. This is kind of a strange show. It started out as one show, has become another, as these things are wont to do. And what has happened is I started out listening to a lot of Ganymede, who's definitely Space Disco, and you hear some in a minute. But also I started listening to Sylvester. But then from that, I started listening to Jamie Principle, you were listening to at the moment, with Waiting on My Angel, the club mix. And what happened with that is I was like, these two need to be in a show together. And then when I put the show together, I was very much like, this sounds like a Space Disco show. What it sounds like is that what happened after Space Disco, Italo Disco, sort of 78, 79, after it went off the scene, and what happened subsequently to in the realms of high energy and the realms of house, and all of those, and what happened then on. And so that's what this show is about, really. It's tenuously a Space Disco show. You can have a look on the blog, radioclashblog.com, for the other Space Disco shows years ago. But certainly when I was listening to the mix of what I put together, I was like, oh no, there is a link here, and the link is mostly a queer one. So we have Jamie Principle, who is very, very unashamedly gay. We've got Sylvester, might be slightly gay. and you've got quite a few other artists who are either on the queer spectrum or related, or, you know, although of course I have to usually, a little like the gay pride shows I did, or gay shame shows I did, I have to put the disclaimer that obviously inclusion in this show does not mean that does not impugn on any of that people's sexualities, nor this, it's wrong, but certainly the Chicago house scene, we're all gay, high energy, like duh, Sylvester, and Space Disco, I suspect a lot of them, well, they were at least very, very camp. So, I hope you're all well. Sorry I haven't done a show for a while. I have to say that a very much downbeat show in the last show, and I'm not planning to retire just yet. This all sounds very diva-ish, which is probably appropriate for this show. I'm going to go on for a while at least. And the fact that I tried to do one show and came up with three is probably an indicator that I won't be stopping just yet. And I've got a backlog of shows to do as well. And the background you're hearing, Virgo 4. Take Me Higher, I love this song. In fact, I love a lot of Virgos, but the thing about Virgo is that there was two Virgos on tracks at the same time. Very confusing. And I forgot to say about Waiting on My Angel. Classic tune. I hadn't really heard it. I'd heard, obviously, a lot of other Jamie Principle tracks, and some of which I'm playing today, and also some new stuff which I hadn't heard. I hadn't, strangely, because I love a lot of the classics that are Jamie Principle. I think Jamie Principle is like Sylvester, is not really regarded in the same light he should be. I think he's not as loved as he should be. But later on you'll hear in one of the songs a reference to Jesse, saying something in the lines of "Thou shalt not steal," or "stealing is a sin," or whatever. It's because Waiting on My Angel, you might have heard the Jesse Saunders version. And Jesse Saunders, as in the one of the first house people to get vinyl out there with On and On and On. Though that's not a really great song, I have to say. I was listening to it and thinking, meh. So he's the first person, and as someone is writing his Wikipedia profile, you know, i.e. himself or somebody in his family, it's all glowing. None of this is mentioned. But yes, he took Waiting on My Angel and used it without permission and produced his own version. Hence why there is a reference in Baby Wants to Ride to it. And that's the kind of thing that happened again and again with Jamie Principle. He worked with people, and those people took the credit. I mean, Frankie Knuckles is the obvious one, who actually eventually apparently touted some of his records around without his permission, and they didn't speak to each other like, for like 10 plus years. But they're working together now, but for a long time. And the question is, obviously, with some of his early stuff, it was actually originally on Persona, and the early Persona tracks are very similar to what Frankie Knuckles produced. So the question is, how much did he do? So the show, as I say, is going from the roots of space disco, house disco-y stuff, and is taking the that influence and sort of, as I say, abstracting it to through the sort of what kept disco alive, which is high energy and then electro and then house, Chicago house. And so I'm going to play some proper space disco, which is Ganymede. I have to say, if you want a real laugh, check out the covers of just Google Ganymede and have a look in Google Images. It's very funny. It's like, eventually got a girl singer, but they're an Austrian space disco band, but they're pretending to be aliens with very strange bird masks, and they've all got names like Krunk and Suck and stuff like that. I have to say that they made this next track, which is kind of space disco. It's quite rocky as well, because this thing came from rock, actually. Early stuff is very rocky. But yes, they did this track on Takes You Higher, which is, I think I've played Takes You Higher on the show. It's interesting, I'm playing it from Take Me Higher to a track off Takes You Higher. That's quite funny. And this is a track called S-S-S-Punk. And obviously the hyphen saves them, because actually it's about spunk. So how gay is that?
I stopped the spaceman's blood, but I'm the one. Bang, bang, go, bang, go.
Oh, those whistles. Oh, sorry, Sylvester. This goes on for another 3 minutes. This is Take Me to Heaven in the Vine remix. And hey, this is my history. This is my it's kind of like what I was wanting to say about this show. It's kind of, this is the reason why I think it's sad that Jamie Principal and Sylvester and people like that don't get the love. This is my history. This is why I'm talking over it. This rip gets a bit screwed up at this point. Ian Levine, who's sadly missed, Sylvester, who's sadly missed. Ian Levine was a British remixer and DJ. I think he actually used DJ at Heaven, so I think it's kind of a bit of a kind of a thing here. And this was on Megatone. One of the remixes of Megatone, who's Sylvester's label at this point. Then before that was Gay Marvin with Baby Let's Trip Out. I played his Do You Wanna Fuck re-edit before. And yeah, I wanted to play more of these. And this show is almost called The Third Sex or The Third Gender, or also Loving the Alien. These are all different titles for this show. But that's because of the Third Gender, the album Secret Mixes, Fixes of All Nine is called The Third Gender, which in some ways, the Black Angel that was Sylvester, which is also a reference to from the title, is he was pansexual. You know, he did drag and did everything, and was almost a kind of a hybrid. And he was a gospel singer as well, so hence why he had that amazing range, baritone and high, and just a singing prodigy, amazing. And I'll play a track at the end that will show you how good of a singer he was, because it's ironic that Sylvester was singing in a medium that actually didn't really need that. He had to be a reasonable singer, but not a great singer in disco. But obviously that's where the money was, and that's where the interest was, and also he didn't really fit into any of the little boundaries or little areas at all. So in a strange way, it's kind of like there wasn't really a home for him in gospel or soul or funk or any of that. So yeah, then before that, in that sort of wonderful sort of hey, that's more bass to my voice as I do hello hello hello. It was a wonderful sort of a fast mix. It gets slower later on, but lots of high energy type stuffs. The before that was Arthur Russell, Go Bang, who isn't high energy. That's more experimental mutant funk. It's 1982. That's the Francois Kevorkian remix of Go Bang. And Arthur Russell is an odd one. He tried to create the White Album of disco, but didn't really spend about 10 grand in the studio, and what happened was is it All Over My Face, which actually the mix that everyone knows, the mix that everyone goes, oh, that one, is a Love at Larry Levan mix of a vocal off the original that was wiped off the original, the end mix that was used. Apparently they just kept re-recording. It was a bit like it's Life Stone Love again in a 24-track studio. But very interesting experimental type stuff. I know that from where it's sampled by Todd Terry and a few other people. That bang or bang or bango. I heard that and went, yes, that's exactly the kind of thing, because it's like spacey. He did a lot of stuff with echo chambers and experimentation, but he was a cellist and a jazz musician, and he's also gay as well, so bisexual, gay towards the end. Another AIDS casualty like Sylvester, and Patrick Cowley, sadly an AIDS victim as well. Megatron Man in the background, and you heard some of his work earlier. Then before that was Material, and that's Bill Laswell's group, with Take a Chance, and that's obviously where Mr. Flaggio got his got his sampling from, or I don't know if it's a cover sample, but yeah, that's where Mr. Flaggio got it from. It's not their covering Mr. Flaggio's Italo Disco, that's the original. Then before that was On the Road Again by the Rockets. I have to say a big shout out to Audio Salvage for that one. Who are sort of people who do sort of there are a lot of people who do remasters and vinyl rips, but they remaster them. It's a bit like the Recycle Project that a few people I know are involved with. Be careful here, because I can't remember who wants to be public about how what they do. But yes, it's one of these things that they take records that have been badly transferred from masters and take them from vinyl and then remaster them from vinyl, which sounds a bit strange, but actually doing that you can get better results than some of the stuff that comes out on vinyl. And so there's a whole group of these people. A lot of them are bloggers. Some of them I know very well, some of them I don't know so well, but it's occasionally I get interesting stuff. The Recycle and Smiths projects are obviously ones which £50 note is related, you know, is part of or instrumental to. But there's loads of other ones as well, and it's kind of interesting that record labels haven't been as litigious as you think, because they kind of realise that their mastering is not that great and some of the stuff, and so it's a fan thing, and it's only, I think, if people start selling them they have a bit of a problem. But it, you know, it's sort of a strange grey area, but like mashups, it's kind of interesting. And then before the Rockets, who are a French disco group, or they went into space disco but they started out sort of more rocky, was Do You Want to Funk, the Joseph Watt remix, otherwise known as Razor Maid, one half of Razor Maid, although now a whole of Razor Maid, because the other guy died. So and that's Sylvester, and obviously that's the Patrick Cowley. What happened with Patrick Cowley is that I think it was, yes, it was Mighty Reel. Patrick Cowley, I don't know if he's working as a tape op or something like that. I think it was a tape op in the studio, and he asked to put some synths over the top, and it was a massive hit. And so obviously, that and Dance Disco Heat, and he went out touring with him. And then Sylvester went off to do kind of more soulful stuff, less synth stuff. We came back to disco, all then sort of really high energy, around and sort of 82. So, but he went off and tried to be a proper, an amazing voice he's got. I'm not surprised he went off to be a try and be a proper singer, because he had such an amazing range. But that didn't really work. So he came back and did and worked with Patrick Cowley again. But sadly, he must have been quite ill, because 82, 83, Patrick Cowley was one of the first AIDS casualties, so very sad. Then before that was Patrick Adams, another Patrick, presents Freak. I'm a freak, I'm a big freak, are you one too? And that is, I heard that fairly recently. I was looking around stuff and found it. In fact, I found it in a re-edit, because I was interested in have one of the Patrick Adams compilations, but it doesn't actually have that on it. And no, I really like that. It's sort of that sort of real sort of erotic porn disco groove thing going on, and also it always sounds good if you've got like a party going on in the background, because you know it's a bit like Love Shack. It's like you want to be part of that party. Then before that was Ganymede, those strange Austrian types with Saturn, and that's, I'm sad that wasn't on an original one of the original Space Disco shows. It would have been if I'd heard it then. I knew Take Me Higher, but I hadn't really heard the rest of the stuff. And that's just a, you know, that's just a shoe-in for, you know, Ra Band the Crunch, or oh my god, remember Magic Fly by or was it Space by Magic Fly? But I've forgotten temporarily, my brain's gone, because they weren't space French band, but I think it was, yes, they weren't, so definitely weren't called Magic Fly. Yes, space, but not that one. With Magic Fly, all that sort of stuff. Yes, and was Austrian rather than French, but yes. Then before that was obviously Spunk, or Sir Punk, obviously being in the sort of the S Express approach to, oh well, if you put a hyphen in it, it doesn't sound as rude as it should be. Yes, doesn't really work. I want to suck all of your, what was that, I tweeted about it, and someone said, "Oh, best alien ever." It's like, "Oh, this alien wants to suck all your spunk out of you." I wonder, but they kind of skirt around that, say, "Oh, that's, you know, someone's being chucked off a spaceship. He turns into this spider type creature that wants to suck the life force out of humans." It sounds like something from Tomorrow's People, doesn't it? And then the chorus is spunk. Only in the 70s. I can't remember when that exactly was. It was 78 or 80. No, I think the last single was 80s. So that'd be, I think it was 78 or 79. Yes. Spunk eating aliens. Okay. I have to say, when I first heard, I hadn't heard Megatron Man for ages. I was listening to this, the Sylvester version, and it has this background going, is it Megatron? He sounds like this. This is actually the vocoders are going Mary, which, given the proclivities of the two people in the track, it's kind of appropriate. But yeah, Mary. Probably spoiled that track for you now. But yes, this is the gayest. This is, well, the gayest Radio Clash in a long time. It's not the gayest Radio Clash because we've got the Sprite Pride shows. But pretty gay. I'm afraid we've run out of time. I recorded this and then found out that it was nearly three hours long. This is me speaking from the future. Yes, this is Tim speaking from about 3 hours into the future. It's not really that much different. So I'm going to end this right here and split it into two parts, which is rather annoying, but I don't really want to put... I wasn't happy with the last show. We went 2.5 hours. I don't really want to put up anything that's longer than that, because then no one listens to it because it's too bloody long. So I'm going to play out with a track. I'm going to play a couple of tracks that actually didn't make the cut, so it kind of means I can include more shit. I like that. But you can find out more by going to the blog, which is radioclashblog.com, and you can email me at tim@radioclashblog.com. And you can, if you've got demos or such shizzle, I'm actually now got a filter in my email which highlights them, so because I was getting deluged to the normal email address through lots of spam and various things. Interesting, I didn't get too much the web 2.0 cuddle spam, as I called it, because it was my birthday. Probably because I've made a thing of not actually putting my birthday out there on any of the sites, because that never reminds anyone it was my birthday, so about three people commented on it and two people were offline. You see what Facebook and Twitter are doing? They're changing society. I was right in 2006, saying they were evil. They're changing society, and people just don't remember anything anymore, and they just rely on all the machines to tell them, which is a bit worrying, really. Yeah, Skynet. Skynet is really just a big birthday calendar, that's what it is. So I'm going to play out with a Ganymede track from Future World. And this is a beautiful, beautiful track. It's a slow one called... really, the problem with space disco and disco in general, they were never that good at ballads. You noticed there was always mostly up-tempo stuff. Occasionally, you'll hear one which is really, really nice, like this one. It's Stand By Your Love. So I will see you in part two, which... probably will be called something. I can use one of the titles now. It'll probably be called Loving the Alien or the third gender, the third sex, probably Loving the Alien. So yes, I'll see you in 219 shortly, and I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you stick around for part two. Anyway, here's Ganymede.
to earth. The feelings that we had that felt alright.
Hey, guy, you're changing your way of life. You better.